As a child growing up on his family's farm in the 1980s, Jerry Gettle didn't spend his evenings watching TV. He read seed catalogs. To him, the endless varieties of seeds with exotic-sounding names were full of possibility. He loved the idea of planting them and eventually preparing the harvested vegetables for a family meal. From that early fascination with seeds, Gettle has built a thriving business, the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. And now there's a book, The Heirloom Life Gardener. Gettle describes heirloom seeds as being passed down through the generations. They're usually more than 50 years old and are considered pure, not genetically modified.
They've basically been sitting in people's, backyards and their garages and their root cellars. They've just recently been rediscovered for the market. I mean, in the last 10 or 12 years, all of a sudden, every chef and every magazine is all of a sudden starting to talk about our agricultural past. And with that comes, the varieties that basically made America.
Well, you mentioned in your book that as a child, I think, or certainly as a teenager, when you were going through these catalogs, you started noticing that certain seeds were being left behind.
Yeah, probably about the time I was 10 or 12 years old, I started noticing seeds disappearing. That was, the late 80s and early 90s. And especially the 80s was a period when varieties were just being dropped randomly from catalogs for no reason other than they weren't the newest thing. And so, I started noticing things like the banana melon disappearing out of catalogs, which was an incredible melon. So it kind of inspired me to, start looking for varieties.
Well, I think what's most striking about the vegetables that are grown from these heirloom seeds is how different they look from what we're used to seeing in a grocery store.
They vary from everything that looks like a traditional grocery store variety, but the majority of them are different looking. Each one's unique, as were the families they came from. I mean, there's varieties from, African-American heritage here, Japanese varieties, German varieties, and each type comes with their own cultures, whatever they thought was greater, tasty, or good looking. So you have a lot of diversity.
What's the most interesting seed that you ever found? What's the most interesting story behind a seed that you discovered while you were traveling around the world?
Oh, there's so many different stories. And a lot of times, actually, when we're traveling, we don't get the full story because of language barriers. So some of them we've actually found, online as well, like the Yokohama squash. It was one that was brought to the United States in the 1860s. And it basically had disappeared out of commercial catalogs in the 1880s. And we thought it was extinct, and we finally found a grower in France that was still preserving it. It's a beautiful flattened pumpkin-shaped squash with a beautiful gray-green rind, and it kind of has a waxy look to it. One of the best eating of all the different squashes that we grow.
Right. You can travel all over the world to find seeds, but you also in the book explain how you can save seeds in your own kitchen.
That's correct. As long as you're planting the traditional varieties that aren't patented, you can save seed. Almost anything you grow, you can save seeds from as long as it's traditional. It's very easy, actually. It's a process that nature does every year.
You mentioned in the book that you attended an auction where buckets of heirloom vegetables were being sold for like $1,000, as if they were sort of a work of art. Does that bother you at all to see vegetables treated as if they're kind of precious relics, as I think you put it in the book?
I think it's exciting, to see that, the support behind heirlooms. Anything to create awareness of where our food comes from, the varieties and the history behind it all is, definitely anything that can encourage that we're for.
But do you want to put those vegetables in their place right back on the family dinner table as opposed to in an art house auction?
Definitely that's what we're behind, and that's actually what the auction was behind as well. It was, to raise money and create awareness. It's definitely what's happening right now across America. I mean, farmers markets have, tripled in the last 10 or 12 years in the United States. And fortunately for heirloom varieties, they've become kind of the stars at each farmer's market.
Jerry Gettle, he and his wife Emily are the authors of the new book, The Heirloom Life Gardener. Thanks so much for joining us, Jerry.
Thank you and have a great day.
You can find a list of Gettle's tips for how to save seeds in your own kitchen in an excerpt on our website, npr.org.